Lord Jesus, this Easter, unlike any others we have known, is teaching us new things. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting. All over the world, people are looking at their neighbours in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to a new reality of how little control we really have and to what really matters, to love. So we pray. And we remember that, yes, there is fear, but there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation, but there doesn't have to be loneliness. Yes, there has been panic buying, but there doesn't have to be meanness. Yes, there is sickness, but there doesn't have to be disease of the soul. There is even death, but there can always be a rebirth of love. We can wake to the choices you make as to how to live. Today, we can breathe. We can listen. The birds are singing again. The sky is clear. Spring is here and Easter has come. We are always encompassed by love. Let us open the windows of our soul, and though we are not able to touch across the empty space, we can love. Amen. And a prayer of forgiveness. Forgive us, Lord, when we forget or overlook those opportunities. When we turn inward and isolate ourselves in our own lives and fail to reach out and spread your love. Forgive us when we think only of our own needs. Thank you that your love reaches out and offers us forgiveness and the chance to start again. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your resurrection, bringing us new life in your love. Amen. And now let us share together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. My study. Books and papers everywhere. God stuck his head round the door.
Isn't it time you tidied up in here?
Tomorrow. Right now I'm thinking.
It's a wonder you think at all in this mess.
As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about you.
As a matter of fact?
Here we go, I thought. Give God what you think is a straight answer when he turns it all into a debate.
You don't know me for a fact. You only believe.
I trust the evidence.
There isn't any.
Imagine God playing devil's advocate. Whose side are you on? A heap of papers cascaded to the floor. Another mess to sort out tomorrow.
Never put off till tomorrow.
You're beginning to irritate me.
You might get more peace.
If I didn't believe.
Did you say that? Or was it me?
Both. There are times when you and I are inseparable.
And times when you doubt that I'm there at all.
I was just going to say that.
I know.
It would explain such a lot if you didn't exist.
Such as?
The mess. He surveyed the accumulation of chaos that I call my study. Not my mess, yours.
Ah.
I open my newspaper and there's poverty, hunger, hatred, conflict, disaster. You let it all fester and expect me not to doubt. Either you don't exist or you don't care.
You have quite a gift for rhetoric. You should be a preacher.
I stood up, angry now, dislodging a pile of books and upsetting a dish of drawing pins.
Don't go about in bare feet.
I'll live dangerously if I choose.
And accept the consequences.
I had to think about that one. Do I have any choice?
No. and nor do I, since I entrust my will to you and your kind. Doubt me if you will, but you'll find that faith will help you face the consequences and persuade you that given long enough, you and I, and like-minded others, can however slowly absorb the path of all the mess, so the pain of all the mess, and make a difference, believing doesn't give you all the answers, but doubt can help you ask the right questions.
Can it? Here's one then. Do you think I could pick up these pins with a magnet?
You doubt it? Are they brass or steel?
I fished a magnet out of a drawer. Much to my surprise, the pins flew towards it and clung to it, a cluster of pointed, glittering challenges and a sharp rebuke. I have to do it again. Oh, it's that bit where you forgot, you didn't realise where the end of it was.